Good morning. Morning brief here for the U.S. grain markets. I'm Rich Possum of Critical Points. January 7, 10:08 a.m. Eastern Time. We just posted the weekly stock update, and we're now processing the weekly grains update. I go through all the global markets and some weather and the economy, inflation and dollar and the energy markets. And then, of course, I look at the very short term to intermediate term in the grains, but also a little bit of discussion long term and weather for this year and into next year, crop problems. At any rate, where we are on this very short term stuff and on into next week is that the grains really should bounce, all three, corn, wheat, soybeans, they ought to bounce by next week. Wheat may have a weak bounce. I may be early in trying to call a bottom here, and it may even be a weak recovery over the next few weeks here, but I think such a thing can occur. I think we can find some stability. I favor the European market over the U.S. for some reason or another. Not sure about that. In the corn and soybeans, I like what I see in the Brazilian corn for more upside in their futures. That's the FOB Santos, I think, contract. Check that out. I think that could be a bit of a leader for the U.S. market. I think corn can work higher for a few weeks yet, but we do have alternate scenarios saying it may not work, may not even take out the December high, and that we're still in a time frame to start looking for an important top. But I think I want to favor the upside. In a very short-term basis, we really should start to see that pop coming in for next week, but maybe they're going to be sluggish this week, take some profits. I wouldn't think they'd take too much in the sense of they need to wait to see what kind of weekend weather they get. And it's definitely some mixed performance in South America, but it feels like they could still worry a little more over those dry areas and even too wet areas, such as in northern Brazil. Worry more about that. Than the fact that some of the northern regions in the Mato Grosso, which is the biggest production region, could crank out a lot of soybeans, okay? Now, in the soybean market, looks like it's pulled back to some technical support here. It ought to turn up for a level four upswing. It looks like it ought to be higher next week, right? With that level three scenario for all three markets. I think there's more upside. Looking at the Brazil soybean chart, I think there's more upside in it as well. It's looking quite strong. China, all looks like corn and soybeans could move up some and find some kind of support, some kind of sympathy trade here. Looks like Japan could hold in there when it's really due to come down, but it's actually looking more like it just does not want to come down. So again, still a weather market. And again, I think the U.S. market is a little uneasy at just getting really bulled up when it looks at what's all the possibilities. It doesn't want to get as bulled up as South America. Kind of makes sense, okay? At any rate, no fresh news to give you here. I do show you some weather charts in terms of amount of rain in Brazil that I got coming out of Reuters, okay? So at any rate, granted, they could do some selling here yet in these grains. My best forecast for you is start thinking of some of those upside objectives. Look at recent supports to protect yourself. Let's try to be patient. I think almost every other day they're going to try to knock it down, and then the days in between they put it up, but somehow we're going to have a net bias. If you look at it, this has really been a slow trend, uptrend since October, and it's slowing all the time. I think this U.S. market is getting high priced, but my best guess is there can be some lingering strength yet before there's going to be any kind of a setback. All right, that's all I've got for today. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. I also throw in the discussion of the dollar, but I don't know if the dollar means a whole lot to the grain markets. Thank you.